Adams County's bicentennial came to a close. New outdoor recreation as well as a new face at East Holmes was added. Discussion on a YMCA was had, grant funds awarded, and a tornado touchdown, all in the month of June. With this reflection back to 2025, I'm Melissa Patrick. The Holmes County Bicentennial year-long celebration came to a close with a two-day celebration with historical plays at the Holmes Center for the Arts that was written by students and a living history concert recreating the Willie Green Band with American Musical Productions. They've had the opportunity to show the history video, have a float in their parade, have bicentennial commemorative pins, and time capsules to each put in a few of their own little items, either keep them in their building or bury them. Or our Holmes County recorder, Anita Hall, has offered to keep any time capsules that a community didn't know where to put it to keep it safe and known that in 50 years it needs to be opened. We're finally here to put our bow on the package and say, here's your bicentennial celebration completion. From the ideas that we had in the beginning to where we ended up in the end, it's changed a little bit, and that just shows how, just like Holmes County, gotta go with what you have available and make the best out of it, and that's what Holmes County does. Legacy Point Park, formerly known as the Old Landfill, officially opened its first trails that were for pedestrians only at this time. Volunteers helped to clear space for the trails, and there's more trails that can still be added.
What can I pass along to my own children, and what can I pass along to this community? And that is exactly what we hope to do here. We hope to take this property that at some point in time could have been something really ugly and unfortunate in our community and turn it into something that we're gonna love for generations to come.
There is about 60 acres of this property that I would say is open to the public, that is accessible to the public. The goal is to open eventually all 260 acres of this. So there's over 200 acres still to open up of this park. It's gonna be a slow process.
There was a meeting for those who were interested in learning more about getting a YMCA in Holmes County. Folks would learn about the YMCA and how they would be able to branch the Wayne County YMCA into Holmes County.
The Y is funded through membership programs, donations, all of that income. It's not funded through taxes or anything like that. Like, my vision right now would be that we would have a board for Wayne County, we'd have a board for Holmes County, and then we would have a board that kind of was over both. So we'd have half the board be from Holmes County, half for Wayne County, so they could just oversee and make sure things were going the way they were supposed to. Yeah. So it would be Holmes County making decisions for Holmes County, and vice versa.
The East Holmes School Board would approve the appointment of Mickey Krantz as the new assistant superintendent. The position was designed to strengthen district-level leadership and support across multiple areas. She was most recently assistant superintendent at Revere Local Schools.
It's approving a three-year contract for Mickey Krantz as assistant superintendent starting August 1st. I officially want to welcome Mickey and all of her family here this morning.
Again, welcome, Mickey. We're glad to have you here.
I appreciate the opportunity and welcome.
The Village of Nashville would be awarded grant funds from the Holmes County Education and Community Foundation in the amount of $81,598 to complete essential upgrades to the public water system. These funds came from the Western Holmes County Community Fund that was established by an anonymous donor.
Nashville has secured significant support from state and federal partners, and this is just the remaining funding gap to complete their project. So we're just really thrilled to be able to fill that gap.
It's going to have a huge impact on the village and us being able to complete this water project. This has been a long process, and this was kind of the final piece to the puzzle to bring it all together.
The National Weather Service confirmed that an EF1 tornado touched down in Lake Buckhorn, beginning at the intersection of Suston Drive and Geneva Drive. The tornado would cause mostly tree damage, but there were some structural damages to a few buildings, but there were no injuries or fatalities.
Basically, it went from the intersection of Suston Drive and Geneva, then moved northeast across Malham Drive and West Buckhorn Drive, and then through Lake Buckhorn community itself, and then kind of hopped over 83, touched down a little bit past 83, and then pretty much went back up into the air.
You know how wind will swirl in the trees, instead of blowing sideways, the limbs were raising their arms. I felt an updraft coming up through the trees. And I remember my grandparents saying, if you see something like that, you better be lucky or you better hide in your basement. So I saw that happening. But after it got on the ground, then it started sounding like a freight train.
Gary Kazee Jr. from Knox County and the son of two Central Ohio megachurch leaders is facing nearly 30 criminal charges after being arraigned and a $2 million bond was set. The state of Ohio said it was planning a swift appeal of a decision declaring the state's private school voucher system unconstitutional. And report cards came out grading the state's infrastructure, and overall the state would receive a C, the highest ranking being a B-. There were two receiving Ds. With this reflection back to 2020, I'm Melissa Patrick.